And for the sake of control, we end up restricting our living into highly controllable environments. And the system only offers the drive for capital, but the drive of some is that of filling the emptiness deriving from it. And the price we pay to be free from any responsibilities for our own ecology is to be the slaves of a centralized power structure. And in view of a global frugality, autocrats sparks new conflicts so as to keep up their expensive power status. And carpet bombing is always the strategy of the system to introduce its new technological apparatus. And one is never in power over things, but can only juggle with the constant rebirth of these things. And as soon as nature will grow ancient again, we shall return singing and stop blathering. And without bringing ourselves to an infinite openness, we shall keep narrow-minded. And in the bush there may be temporal salvation, but it is outside it that we ought to be reborn. And destruction is always a form of self-destruction, and always by what has fostered which carries its resemblance. And we are forced to update ourselves, not because it is needed, but because the system requires us to be all in the same level. And asking the system to educate us on a subject may be only yet another fetish way of going to the oracle to get advice. And so little collective sacrifice would be needed to boost the culture of a place, and yet everyone holds on to their commodities. And anything turning mainstream becomes a form of religion everyone ought to bow themselves to. And the time in which the life of any civilized individuals start, it is the time in which the life of the primitives ended. And the system turns our locality so redundant that we either alter our nature to revive ourselves or seek for a new locality. And the machine is either on or off, and there is never a way to run it off speed. And as soon as centralization takes command, the heroes of the everyday are replaced with the heroes of national stupidity. And if the modern war has wiped out all of those who could sustain themselves in nature, the postmodern war is destroying all the infrastructure, replacing it with one that make people more dependent. And in the end, we can also be pessimist, but create something with its own autonomy. And we provide institutions to the community, and the institution only bypass the community to work on their own vanity. And we can be steps from civilization or right in the middle of it. All we need to do is to detach and recover our nature. And most importantly, we ought to adhere to a social ecology and regenerate rather than burn natural resources. And the community as a dormitory is boring, while the community for social exchange is vital. And while the work of science is concentrated all in its introduction, the work of nature is diffused in its infinity of branches. And if there is anything we miss of something that can never come back, is the warmth we felt. And while in ancient infrastructures it was a give and take, in modern infrastructure is it only about taking? And to rescue the world from an alienating anonymity, most importantly, we ought to maintain our character. And rather than thinking whether technology is good or bad, one ought to think whether it's gonna help in the regeneration of life in the long run. And the more conservative one is, the more one can climb the hierarchical ladder of power. And we evolve going elsewhere, but only upon our return we can make this evolution meaningful. And the more we rely on commodities, the more these commodities become our skeleton and we some form of invertebrates within it. And the more we want to have a better living, the more we have to submit to environments that are naturally unlivable. And reforms in the end act as a retardant to any revolutionary change. And hyper-sociality is not due to be rooted, but due to be kept in captivity. And how can citizens even think of reactivating their own human self with all the comfort provided by the machine and its submachines? And people fully support one tyrant to get rid of another without realizing they should get rid of all of them. And only a non-authoritarian ideology can give us the strength not to comply with the system. And traces of life and traces of death are immediately wiped out, and so it is the human race. And everything seems so past, but past is still with us, but just more hidden. And only with a clear moral objective we can contrast the advance of evil. And the destruction of authority and its palaces seems so dreadful, but it's nothing compared to the dreadfulness they bring about. And right in the ideal we rejuvenate 1,000 times more than any young conformist. And until the centralized system will keep on existing, the collective psychosis will never end. And all this work of science only to know what natives already knew, and that is nature as a soul. And the story goes that who rejects power dies of power and is later used by power to gain more power. And we manage to eliminate all the country mice, and soon enough we find ourselves invaded with all sorts of urban rats. And we ought to be aware that even the network in its technological form is sooner or later generating new forms of authorities. And the official intelligentsia can only draw utopia from a specific time or a space, but never combining the two, as that would endanger the hierarchical position. And only assimilating the whole and not a little fragment, we can dare to formulate an opinion. And rejecting authority, nature becomes anyway our only hideout. And it is not too difficult to understand how the state paralyzes any evolution and in fact causes regression. And where is the democracy if one is mentally channeled to vote for one or the other autocrat? And only in the local we can come close to represent the truth, while any global projection is always a manipulative lie. And only by becoming a craftsman we can liberate those who the capital keeps as its slaves. And the question is, what do we need more automation for? And the answer is to maintain a collapsing power system. And we either keep on changing ourselves so as to follow the trend or simply pursue ourselves and stop pretending. And in the total colonization of the machine, it is starting from the individual that we can regain our universality. And because of the fear of not being politically correct, only what is strictly conventional is made public. And to the option of the convenient but crowded city or the inconvenient but open nature is the community.